Avdallah Omer Aleph Masecht Krisus. Again, the last Shaila was Akimas Svosov Nevi Maisa Gabi Megadif. The Churiv saw when you move your mouth, when you curse Hashem, that Shosav exited a Maisa. So how can we say you don't get a korban? You're not Mechayev the korban. On my Ravus says Shani Megadif, I'll tell you, Megadif is different. He says Shani Megadif, Megadif is different. Hovi Yeshna believe that the Ikiris and Megadif of cursing Hashem is totally in your heart. Therefore, since it's totally in your heart, you can lay how you think. That's called Ein by Maisa. Avobiyama, all of what you want to tell me could be that Akimas Svosav Havi Maisa, that moving your mouth is considered a Maisa. If so, most of Reb Zer, he asked the question. It says, Gemara Sanhedrin, that Yotzoetim Zemimim, Shein by Maisa, Tereim Zemimim are different, it's called Ein by Maisa. Rashi says, Bateros Kanim Gabe Par Koin Mashiach, Focher Minun Acha, Sherebino Dvorim, Shemavazachovim, Shainabazachovim. So, you would have thought to say, I'll be Marba Edom Zemim also. So, Kamash 1 Edom Zemim is called Ain by Maisa. But I call upon them Edom Zemim, they say, full sages is called Ain by Maisa. So, the question is why? For Yamai, who are P, Ksiv Ben. It says, I'll Pishnai Maiden, like you have to say, Edom Zemim should be called a Maisa. The Kuradom Zemim should also be called a Maisa. How can we call it Ain by Maisa? The old Akimas Vosav is called a Maisa, when you bend down, your whole body is called a Maisa, so why isn't Edom Zayim also called a Maisa? So when it says, I'm a Rav or a Shani, Edom Zayim is different. Ho v'yeshnim Briya. Since Edom Zayim is Yisra Briya, therefore it's different. That the Iker Edis is, they say what they saw. Because it's told them what they saw in Riya, therefore it's not called a Maisa. And it says, the Mishnah Echol Chelev, somebody eats fat, Chelev is also Chai v'krisis. Tana Rabbanan, this pasuk says, Kol Chelev Shor v'kesev v'yez lois ha-chelev. You're not supposed to eat the chelev, the fat of a shor, an ox, a kesev, v'yez of a lamb or a goat, lois ha-chelev. So we darshin l'chayev ha-kolachas v'yachas. Come and teach you, Yechayev each one of them. Yechayev chorus for each one. Tibur Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says, Malkis ha-mochlem v'asro achas. If you eat them with one asro and eat all three, eat a kezayis chelev, from a kefes, from a shor, from a neis, say b'chayiv three malkasin. Tibur Rabbi Yishmael, v'achom v'achom say no, ain't a chayiv elachas, yoni chayiv just one. So what's the machlokes tolyin? Name of Balkan Miflagi, the argument of this shayla, name of Balkan Miflagi. Rabbi Yishmael saw, v'loikin alav shabaklolis. Yishmael had to get malkas on alav shabaklolis, on each one separately, because here it's one lav. Don't eat chaylev, and explains, a shor of a kes of yeis. So maybe Rabbi Yishmael had to get malkas always, on a lav, a shabaklolis. For abundance of the abundance sheet, there is no aim like in a lav shabaklolis. You do not receive malchus for a lav shabaklolis. Samara says, no, Leolim, that's not the pshat. Could be Leolim, sub Rabbi Shimon, and like in a lav shabaklolis. Could be all over Rabbi Shimon agrees, you do not get malchus for a lav shabaklolis. But the Shani Yochot, I hear, is a little bit different. The Shani Yochot, the Miyasri like Krom, the Torah, there's an extra Rebu here. That's why he says you get two or three malkasin over here. There's an extra pasuk over here. Because otherwise, nichtel kro, the pasuk just to the road should have said, kol chelev, loy seichlu. But shor, v'kefes, v'yeis, lomali, why does it have to say separately, a shor, an ox, and a lamb, and a goat? Yeshvamina, the reason why the Torah says it, is lechalek, teach us that yichai, the separate malkas, for each one separately. For the more of Rabbanan, what's from Rabbanan? Why do they hold Ein Leikin over here? So Moses says, Rabbanan, E like Siv Shor, Vekest of Yez. If we went to wrote all three, Havim and I would have thought to say, Afilu Chelav Chayiv Mashma. Even the Chelav of a Chayiv, of a deer, also Yechayiv. Law, because of therefore, Torah has to say clearly, only on a behemoth. Shor, Kesev, Vyez. Lamarim would come to teach us that the Chelav Shor, Vekest of Yez, who the Yosa? It's only Yosa, it is the fact, from a shore, Kesavies, the tray for fat. Abu the Chaya, I'm talking about a deer, a Chaya. Shari could be a lot, Abu the Chaya, Shari. So that's what a Torah has to write after these three and not a Chaya. Teach us that a Chaya, the Chaylev is Mutta. Samora says, Shapi Karmelei, the Rabban Lachurus said, very good doctor, Rabbi Shemuel. What's from Rabbi Shemuel? Samora says, Rabbi Elohim, the time of Rabbi Shemuel. The Zavada, we need this puzzle to teach us that only a Behemah, not a Chaya. So what's strong Rabbi Shmuel, why he says, if you eat the chelev of a kezayis from a shor, and a kezayis from a kezayis, Yechaya three Malkasin. Halayna time with Rabbi Shmuel, the Kesavri Yods, him came of Saul, Lichtav, Kol Chaylev, Shor, Letochlo. Joshua wrote one, you're not allowed to eat the fat of a shore. Kesav, Yez, Lomli, was it said the next two, a lamb and a goat? If you just teach Shalafuke, a Chaya, so Joshua said a shore, and I would know, only a behemoth, not a Chaya. If so, why do you have to say a lamb and a goat? If Shmamina, that's a proof, Lechal, he teaches Yechayev a separate Malkas for each one. That's the story in Rabbi Shmuel. Talmud says, Rabbonim, what do they hold? Rabbonim Tzavri, Ikos Rachmona Kol Chelev Shor, if there would have wrote Kol Chelev Shor Havimina, no. Nelev Shor Shor Mithin, Lenat Shor Shor, it says about Sinai. That Ma Gav Sinai, Chayev Yerf Kiyetzeber, and the Chayev Yerf is included in the Lochas of Abahima. Alf Gabi Achilos, I would have thought to say, that Chayev Yerf is Kiyetzeber. That you also have the Yisachelev on it. His love, because of Rachmona, therefore they have to write separate of it. The Chukos of Rachmona, Shor Vekes of Yez, Lememra, the Haini Diyosar, only these are also. The Chayiv Yayf, Shahar Shori, Shapir. But a Chayiv Yayf, there the Chaylev is Mutta. Chaylev Shori. Rashi says, V'yalev Shor Shor. Our Gears of Gemara is Messina, and Rashi's Gears was Misham, it's the same thing. It says Shor Shor, Misham is Rashi says, Laman Yenuach Shorcho. So Ma'ahosam, just like the mitzvah of Shvisas Be'imra on Shabbos, is Chai V'yev Kiyotzebem. Talk about the meaning of Perakamo, that the Perak Shoshanesh is a Poirot, the Babakamo is a Poirot, to have a Shabbos that applies to all of them. So I would have thought to say also, but Chelev also applies to everything, even the Oif and the Chaya. Therefore, Torah has to say separate, you know, Torah has to say separate, Davka, Kesev, and an Eith, teach us not a Chaya. So Mor says back again, Shabbos Komalei, the Chur of Rabbanon say very good back to Rabbi Shmuel. So to get off the Kashmir and Rabbi Shmuel, how did he know to say Lechalik? Say Alamor says, Alahayim not having is the reason. Take a server, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Nichtav kol chelev keves leitoichlu. Torah Joshua said, don't eat chelev of a keves of a lamb. Hinami kol chelev eit, don't eat the chelev of a goat. Leitoichlu. Show of a keves v'yez lomli, was out to say three. That is true. Just to say Shor alone is no good, because I would have learned out Shor, Shor me Shabbos. But just like over there, Shman Yenucha Shorcho means all animals, so I would have learned also all animals. Okay, so don't say Shor. Should have just said Eid, just said the word Keves. Why does that have to say all three? And so, Shmamina Lechalek, that's where Nibi Shmuel to teach us that if you eat a Kazayas from each one separately, even though it's Barabasurachas, Yechayiv three Malkasim. For Abon and Tzavri, Abon and Old, no. E cost of Kol Chelev Keves, if we would have just said he can't eat the Chelev of a lamb, how many I would have thought to say, Chelev Keves, Kesev Osa. Only the Chelev of a lamb is Osa. But Vishor V'yeshor, I would have thought to say, the fat, the Chelev of a Shor, and an Eis is Mutatit. If we would have just said a lamb. I, V'chit Temesh, you asked the question, Ma Yoma the Keses, why would I have thought Dafka a lamb, and not the Eid, and not a Shor. Samur says, yes, I would have thought, because Mishum de Nisrava Valya, because especially not for the Keves, the Kebai Kesev, by the lamb, you have to also burn the Alya, the fat, the tail. That's also part of the Emurim. Ukratanya Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Chanina learned, Ukratanya Bechananya, that Loma Mona Kos of Emurim Mishor, how come it tells us separately the Emurim, what to burn of the Korban, of a Shor, the Emurim Bekeves separately? The Murim Beis of a goat. The Chassid says, Ach Bechor Shor. Tzrich, I need each one separately. He cost of Shor, the Mino, Kephas, V'yed Leofinu Menei. Think of the Mifrach Mal, the Shor, Shekein, the Shor, Bin Achos, Bin Asochim. When you bring a Shor, the Nesochim, the Yayin, and the Mincha is very big. It's a bigger Mincha than the other ones. So I will not know to Mar, but the Murim of the other ones. So Mar, the Lichter, Rechmon, of Nafka, the Kesev. Find only then they burn the Emurim of a lamb. The nail of Shor v'yez mi kesef. I learn out the Shor and the nails from kesef. No, ikul mifrach mala kesef shekein nisrava b'alya. The special loch you have to burn the tail of the kebis of the lamb. And if you last nichtav rachmon eid, let us just say the Emurim you have to burn the insides of a goat. The nail of Shor v'kesef mi nail. Let me learn out a Shor and ox and a lamb from a goat. So Mar says, no, Igla Mifrach, that's also could ask a question. He gets a question, Igla Mifrach, Mali Eish, you know why a goat is different, Shekein Nisrav, Eitz Lavos Kechovim, that the special Kabbalah by Rebbe Kechovim, Rashi says, Eiz Nisrav, Avos Kechovim B'Yochid, when the yochid does the chet of avoid the zorah b'shegig, he has to bring an ace for his korban. So maybe the afkanes have the emurim, not the other two. So if the Torah has to write separately, each one separately. So I call upon him by yos also. If it would have just said it's also teeth the fat of a kefis of a lamb, I would have thought to say only a lamb, because it's not something special. It's nisraba that by the emurim what you burn, you even burn the tail. That's why the Torah was marked with also its fat. Maybe on a shore and an ace would not be also. Therefore, Torah has to write all three. Samara still says, Minchad Layafin, it's true. If one would have just wrote one, I would not know the other two. But the question is, Nichtav Tarti, Vinelev Chodim Tarti, let's just say two, and the third one we should learn out, Slakash, why I have to say all three for. Samara says, let's see, Haid Dainelev, which one should you learn out? Shor Mikefas Vyez. If you want, yes, the kasha should not say the word shur in the Torah. Let it just say kesev and an eis, and I will know a shur also. No. Islam Prick, that's the question. Mala kesev v'yeis, you know what a lamb and a goat is special, shekainis rabba eis la pesach, that a korban pesach could be brought either from a goat or from a lamb, but not from a shur. So I would not know that the chilev of a shur is also. Good. So nichtav kesev v'neilev mishor v'yeis. Loi nichtav kesev. The question is, let the Torah not write a lamb, and let's burn out a lamb from a shore, from an ace, from an ox, or from a goat. So Mar says, no, again, Islam Prick has a question also. Mal a shore v'yez, know what's special about a shore and an ace, shekein nisrab eis avos rechovim, that by avos rechovim, if you do the chet b'yichidus, you have to bring an ace, if you do it b'rabim, you have to bring a shore. So a shore and an ace are special as nisrab. Rashi says, par b'tzibur, v'yez b'yochid, so I would not know a keves. So Mar says, good, l'nichtav eis, it should not write an eis, and a goat should not be written in the Torah. V'nelef mishor v'kesef. Let me learn out a goat from an ox and from a kesef, and like this. It's from those two. So Mar says, no, Islo Pirk, I have a question of this also. Ma l'shor v'kesef, what's special about a shor and a kesef? Sheken yesh po'it sad ribui. There's also something special that's sad ribui. That a keves has special about its tail, and the shor are special about nesachim, so I'll not be able to learn out an ace. Hilkach lo yalfi me'adodi. Therefore, I did not learn out one from the other. Therefore, it's good to write about all three to tell us that these three, the chelev is also. But I need it, so I did not have an extra for Bishmo's Rosha. So, Silakash has a Bishmo not to say that you hire three separate malkasin. So, Mora says, Sharpikom, let Chura Bonin tie in the back, good to Rabbi Shmuel. El rather liyel matayu time to Rabbi Shmuel kudamino mikoro. The time of Rabbi Shmuel they will say, I say it before. The Torah just should have wrote chelev shor, and it's not enough to write kesev yeis, since it writes all three to tell us that all three is also. Diim came, nichtav kol chelev lishtak. Really, the Torah just should have wrote kol chelev is also, that's all, and be quiet. Mayam, what are you telling me? Even without the word shor, let's just write kol chelev osachelu. Mayam, what was your question? What are you asking me on this? Hi, the cost of shor v'kesev yeis, no one has to write separately, or shor v'kesev yeis, is lemishri chelev chaya. To come to teach us that the chelev of a chaya is mutatit, that's why Torah has to say it, dafka these three are not a chelev. So Mor says, hokik siv kro binyona de kodeshim. No, this parasha of chelev is talking about in the parasha of kabonis. And we know a korban cannot be brought from a chaya. So Melai would know that the chelev only applies to behema and not to a chaya. Rashi says, binyona de kodeshim ksiv. Vadi en chayin heges behu. Hilkach lo yitzruch shor v'kefas lemishri chaya. Therefore, it's legufa to teach us that you get three malkasin. V'dovo lomid minyonoi, and you learn out minyonoi, that just like kochim is only by behema, not by chaya, so this is a chelev also, only applies to behema, not to chayis. Mal mechlad rabon and tzavri lo yafinu dovo lomid minyonoi, so what's on the rabon then? Is the mashma they do not learn out from the Indian what it's talking about? So Mar says, "Loi, that's not the machlekes over here. The kuliyam, everybody agrees to tell you yafin and dover lomim minyon. It's like a true. You learn out from the parasha where it's being taught. And this is being taught in the parasha of kodshim. Then from that alone, I would know that chelev only applies to a behema, not to a chaya. V'ocho ba pligi v'shmul sava lemedin lav milav bein milav or bein milav the chorus." You learn out love from love, whether one love has a curse or one not, I learn out. It means the chol chelav shor v'kesav yehiz milav to the chukah samud ha'sechem chol m'sechem. Chol chelav v'chol dam lo yisaychlu. Te'chsiv b'nyon ha'kotshim. V'kotshim lo yisbun chaya. Is af kol chelav shor kiksiv lo stoma lek l'svuki b'chaya. Therefore, show the kesef v'yedin says separately that by this isa chelev is lechalaku diyosa comes to each one separately lechayev kolakas v'yachas v'yafin and lav the chol chelev lav the chukasel mikolas learn one from the other. Tichi kolay chol chelev min abeim ashegrivu menu ma'hu lechalik is afadain is also lechalik. Here is a big gears over here. Rashi says you're not supposed to be gears all this year. But the Eagle Gesser is just going to be Shmoy, learn out a love from Chai Vikrisi, learn out a made them Zemizer. But Rabban hold like this, love me love Yafin, if it would have been just done one love from another love in the same parish, I would learn it out. But love me Chorus lo Yafin, I did not learn out this love from the parish of Chorus. So since Chelev is the parish of Chorus, Rashi says, Rabban and Sav, we love me love made them Zemizer, Kishem Parash Achas, Tavlo Minyona, Ki Yid Abosa Becholev, Hashmi Perikol Abosa. But over here, we're coming on to Chiv Chorus. Here they hold, you can't learn out a lot from a Chiv Chorus. So therefore, according to the Rabbonin, I need these three to teach us that these three are not a Chaya. Otherwise, I would have thought the Yisachim goes upon a Chaya. So therefore, according to Rabbonin, I do not have a Pasuk L'chalik. The Ibrahim of all I could tell you, Haina time of the Rabbonin is the reason of Rabbonin. Could Yomalei Rav Mor the Rav Zvid, that Elamiat, if so, Al Yodachulin Tisasarm, that the tail of the behemoth's chulin should be yasa. Trashi Al Yodachulin Tisasar, the chelev ikri, the parakol abasa. It's called chelev. On Malaya, this is the answer back. Olechom Akor, the Pasuk says, Kol chelev shor v'kesev yez. That means Dovra shor v'shloshtun. What, where's the yasa chelev? Only something applies to all three of them, binan. Fuleka, but the tail of the fat of the ali of the tail, that only applies to a kefes, not to an ez, and to a shor. Hilkach, therefore, ki yosa shor v'kesvas v'yez, is l'mishri ha'yi l'chulnu d'yosa. That's pshat the Rabbonin. And the reason why Torah says all three is to teach us that even though the fat of the fat of the tail of a kefes really should have nisach elav, that we say, no, we learn our better duma the shor v'yez, it's only yosa what applies to all three of them, and since the other two did not have the fat of the tail, therefore the nisach elav on a kefes does not apply to the aliyah. Rabbi Shmuel will tell you back. Rabbi Shmuel Amalach, he came and saw. Lay mekor. Let the pasuk say, Kol chelav shor v'kesef. Eiz lom. What does that say? The word eiz for then? In Shramina lechalik, just to teach us that a kefes is the same malach like a shor, that its tail is muta, so does not have to say the word eiz. Since it says the word eiz, that's lechalik. That's the machlekes. Omer Rabbi Chanina. That the Moed, Rabbi Shmuel agrees, Linyan Korbin, Shein Mevi, Elachat Esachas, that if you eat Kazayas Chelev from all these three, a Kazayas from a Shor, a Kazayas from a Kazayas from an Eis, in either Behela Mechod, he's Moed, you only have to bring Beshaik, you only have to bring one Korbin. It's only for Malkus, he says, Yechai, three. But for Korbin, it's only one. My Taimo, Tloidomi, Hodin Lav, Lalav de Aroyas. We need to say that to have a chi of korban, avad, you have to have a separate lav. Since you don't have a separate lav, like you have about aroyas, therefore, for each one here, you only chayiv one korban. Therefore, if you eat these three kizaisim, it'll only be one chi of korban. For korban, you have to have a separate lav, dumi the lav, the aroyas. Now, Tan Rabban looked at the price like this. V'yosa achas, v'yosa hena. The Bosik says achas and hena by korbanos vidarshin, lechayiv a kolachas v'yachas. Yechayev each one separately a separate korban. The mitzvah like this: Shemochal chelev v'chelev shem mechod. If you eat chelev with one name of chelev twice, but you ate it b'shnei halomus chayev shtayim. That means you ate first the kazayas of chelev b'shaygig. You forgot it was also, or you didn't realize it was chelev, and then you realized later you ate was chelev, and then you forgot again and you ate again. But since it was yedi in between, so yechayev now two chatois. What's going to be shtei shemus belamachas? Chayiv shtayim. Let's say eat from two different averes. Let's say you ate a kazayis of chelev and a kazayis of pigul. Even though you ate them both with one forgetting, you did not remind yourself in between. Still chayiv shtayim. That's the pasuk of v'yos achas v'yos heino. That sometimes the yediyus are mechalek And if it's separate averus, you don't need yediyas even with one halama. You chayiv two chatois. Smor says, "Oh, malei romi bachom le Rav Chisda, bishlei miskud shem echod bishnei halamas." If you had the kazayas of chaylev two different times with two forgettings, chayiv shtayim mishum dalamas mechalk. It's very good. Each time, like remembered in between, that's mechalk. It divides it up. It's like a separate ma'aser averus. So therefore, you chayiv two chatois. Elo bod shnei shemes belamachas. When you had the kazayas of chaylev, let's say kazayas of noisa, with one forgetting, the question is, amai chayiv shtayim? Why you chayiv two chatois? Ha'binin ha'alamos mechulakim luchur. You have to have like a yedi in between, a different forgetting to mechad you a separate korban. Vlek, you don't have it here. Or Malay said back to him, simple. Hocha mayaskin gugoyin diyocha chaylev denoisa. Should be chaylev denoisa. The mechayim mishum noisim mishum chaylev. Mean to say two shnemes here means they're two separate averus. So therefore, that's why you chayev two chatois. Omlei said back to him, came the soul in the chayev nami mishum kodesh. Like if we're talking about now, it's chaylev and noisim, since Joseph chayev mishum yet a kodesh. The Rashi says, it means there should be an osher milus also. If it's chaylev of noisim, so chutz kodeshim, so should be chayev also an osher milus. So Eloi means like this: Elo Amar Rosheshes could go in the Orchal Chaylev de Hegdish, Yet Chaylev of Hegdish. Trashi Loelo Mishum Chaylev Chayiv Shtayim. Loch Lechoshev Oshemilus Elo Shem Echad Reb Yudi De Mechayiv Achilu Mukdoshim Shtayim Shem Chaylev Shnei Shem Zatoni Shom De Chilu Mukdoshim Ksib Bichkay Kor Two Separate Sukim. So the two Chatois is Mishum Chaylev, but Yidin Achilu De Hegdish. And the beauty goes according to the beauty sheet. The tiny will learn like this. Ochal chaylev nevelim. Ochal chaylev mekdoshim. Chayiv shtayim. If yit chaylev of a nevela, or chaylev of a mekdoshim, see chayiv shtayim. Rashi says chaylev nevela look a shtayim, mishum chaylev mishum nevela. From mekdoshim, mishum chaylev mishum zaris, the same thing. If yit chaylev from a behemoth of a nevela, see you get two yobachayiv, you get two malkasim. One mishum chelov, one mishum nevela. Yid chelov mekdoshim also chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer chelov mekdoshim like a sholish. He also yid chelov on mekdoshim. You over three averus. Beis mishum chelov mefarsh kamon v'yechem mishum zaris. Tzimura says machulah marom the left of the minaret Yisrael. No, they didn't like this answer so well. The kids who are coming out now, not like we said before, really is two separate, like Yisurim, yet mamash a chelov of nevela and a chelov of chelov, hey, that's treaty yichayiv too. But now we're talking about now that it's one achila, but it has two Yisurim to it, still yichayiv too. So Mora says still, v'nuk, why don't we put it on, kagoyin, chelov de shor v'keses, v'yeis, let's say yet now, one shot, a kezayis of chelov of a shor, yet a kezayis of chelov from a kepes, from a lamb, and a kezayis from a goat, and mele Rabbi Shmuel, he goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, to yom, and his shita is like a sholosh, Rabbi Shmuel holds, and since the pasuk says separately, chelov a shor, chelov kepes, chelov eis, you chayiv two, three separate chatois. Alom lo yukmu Rabbi Shmuel, why don't we put it on, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to yom Rabbi Chinim, Chinim says that